You're listening to Spilling Ink.
Spilling Ink is brought to you by Book Branders, your self-publishing concierge.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Lavelle, your favorite host of Spilling Ink, the talk show that brings you behind the book to meet the authors and artists in the publishing industry. Today, I'm here at East Comic Con Midwest with the founder, Mr. Garrett Seamus. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for coming here.
It's wonderful to be here. And this place is packed.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome. Do you have any estimates on your attendance numbers yet?
No, not yet. But our shows are about being a lot more boutique, actually. Because we didn't want to create a 100,000-person show. We wanted to make sure that we created an experience for people and that everybody that's here can feel special and participate.
Well, it's nice. There's a lot of people, but I can still get to the different vendors without being squished.
Yeah, we definitely limit the tickets. I mean, we definitely want to make sure that people are just, they're not pushed and shoved, that they have time to experience what they want.
Well, no, this is a far cry from a small art show. did you think when you were starting out that it would ever get this big, that you would ever be doing this?
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, you kind of just want to get to the next step. And what winds up happening is it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And as a matter of fact, when we did our first Comic-Con in Chicago back in the mid-90s, it actually wasn't even a business. It was really meant to just be a party for the magazines. And so many people showed up that it was like, wow, you know, we could do this a lot more often.
That's fantastic. Well, what's going to be next for you as far as Comic-Cons go?
Well, for Ace, it's really about bringing in the biggest celebrities in the world and giving access to people to things that they would never normally have access to. And that's really what it's all about. It's really about building community. It's about having, you know, being very inclusive so that everything that goes on that you can have access to it. So it's bringing more of the biggest and best celebrities that people want to see that they would have never gotten to see and never meet in their life or take a photo with. So that's pretty cool. We have a whole second stage and a first stage going, so we've got programming going on all weekend long, but like the most fun stuff that you'd want to see. We're constantly upgrading, our what we're providing to people in terms of an experience. And then we're also bringing in a lot of the top artists and writers, you know, that have created a lot of the most incredible characters that we're all in love with.
Well, and what do you think is the main reason these are successful? Is it the celebrities? Is it the artists? Is it the people? What is it? For us,
it's really about building that community. And what I think a lot of people in the comic book world, like you go to a lot of these maybe comic cons and stuff, and the focus is comic books. And when you come to an event like what we're doing, we're really pioneering in the sense that our show is about people that love the superheroes. And so many people have discovered the characters through movies and television and not through comic books. And we don't want them to feel like, you know, that the place is, if they don't know everything of the history, that they're not invited. We wanted to make everybody that loves these characters feel welcome. And that's really kind of the heart of what we do. And when we open it up to everybody, this is what happens.
And I think that's right. And my own kids have never read a comic book.
Right.
I grew up with comic books, but my own kids watch the movies, and they love the movies.
Right.
And I don't care that they don't know what happened in, you know, issue 172 of this or that.
Right.
You know, it's just cool that they're a part of it.
Right, and you love your kids, and not because they don't know the comic book history. You love them because they appreciate the characters.
Yeah.
And that's what these events that we're doing are about. It's about making sure that people like that feel comfortable here and not feel intimidated that, oh, you're going to a comic book show, and, you know, that's not for them.
Well, and it's strange because we have a lot of different people here, and there are a lot of different vendors, and there is a lot of different genres that these people are liking. However, everybody's getting along.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like a little bit of a utopia here.
Yeah.
You know, how does that happen? You know, how do so many people, so many strange different people, come together in one building and just share the love?
Because that's really at the heart of what we do, and we've been doing it for so long. We really prepare people before they get here what to expect, what they're in for, what they want to see, how they want to see it, what they're... And when they come prepared like that, and they come with the right attitude, they're going to have the greatest time in their life. And that's really what it's all about. And it goes back to really the heart of our company, and I keep saying it's about experience and community. and everything that we do, all the literature that we put out, all the social media that we put out, everything that we talk to the celebrities about, it's all about making sure that people are here to have a great time, to enjoy themselves, to bring their friends, bring their family, and have an amazing time.
And you put on these great events for us, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're an artist yourself. You have work shown in galleries in New York and out west.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, awesome. I love the art. I literally have thousands of friends that are some of the most incredible painters, illustrators, and artists in the world. And then to be able to now get onto the fine art side, I don't do comic art. I could never compare myself to Jim Lee or anybody like that, believe me. I'm in the fine art world. And now it's great because I really do experience what artists and all creators kind of go through, you know, from their side and see what they've been through and how they overcome that. And also I was on that side for a long time as a curator, right, with all the magazines and events. Our whole life is about curating the right artists and illustrators and writers. And now to be one, it's like I know what to look for. I know what people on the other side are looking for.
Well, it's a beautiful show. We thank you very much. And thank you for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure. Really great. Thank you.
Have a great day, sir. I hope you get a lot of success with the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Spilling Ink.